I Got Served. A story written by Alfred Kojo Opia. Chapter 5, The Storm Before the Sunrise. With funding came pressure, the kind that didn't let you sleep at night. Kojo and Oma had spent months dreaming about the moment their startup would get its first major funding. But they hadn't anticipated the weight that $50,000 would carry. Investors now expected monthly reports. Partners demanded transparency. Customers wanted flawless service. The media watched their every move. The dream had grown teeth, and it bit. Kojo found himself slipping into a manic routine, waking up at 4 a.m., working till midnight, micromanaging everything from customer service emails to delivery logistics. He stopped smiling. He stopped breathing, at least in the way that made him feel alive. Every second of his day was consumed by ChopServe survival and scalability. Oma, on the other hand, was exhausted. Her creativity, once flowing like the Volta River, was now a trickle. As the team grew from 4 to 12, she was managing developers, dealing with bugs, training interns, and still trying to design new features. The Oma who once sketched app layouts on tissue paper now stared at blank screens, unable to think. They started fighting. Sometimes it was over actual issues, like missed deadlines or failed vendor onboarding. But more often, it was about silence, resentment, burnout. The kind of argument where the words didn't match the wounds. "You're always in your head, Kojo," Oma said one night, her voice trembling. "You don't even see me anymore." "I see you," Kojo snapped. "I just don't have time to babysit emotions right now. We have a business to run." She looked at him, tears brimming, and whispered, "You used to hold my hand. Now you just hold your laptop." That night, Oma packed her bags. For the first time since they met, Kojo slept alone. The apartment felt colder, quieter, like the soul of it had left with her. He tried to drown himself in work, but the silence screamed. He couldn't focus. Every Slack message from the team annoyed him. Every vendor complaint felt like a personal attack. He wanted to quit. But in the darkness of that empty room, his mind drifted back to the day he met her at the fufu joint. Her laugh. Her random idea that became their shared vision. The way she dipped her fingers into soup like she was composing music. That memory slapped him awake. This wasn't just about food or logistics or market share. It was about meaning. Purpose. People. 3 weeks later, after ignoring 100 reasons not to, Kojo called her. "Hey," he said, voice soft. Oma didn't speak immediately. Then, I just wanted to say, I miss you. I miss us. But I'm still building. With or without you, I keep building." There was a pause. A long one. "I miss us too," she said. "But I needed that space, Kojo. I was drowning. I know. I'm sorry." They didn't resolve everything that day, but it was a start. She agreed to meet for lunch the next weekend. Just to talk. Not about the app, or the pitch deck, or delivery data. Just them. Oma didn't move back in immediately. Instead, they set new rules, weekly check-ins just for their relationship, schedule time off work talk after 8 p.m., therapy every 2 weeks. They committed not just to ChopServe, but to healing, together and separately. Kojo started journaling. He began delegating tasks. Letting go. Trusting the people they'd hired. Oma started painting again, something she hadn't done in years. Her designs improved. Her smile returned. ChopServe, under their renewed leadership, began to blossom again. And this time, it was rooted not just in ambition, but in balance. The business itself was changing fast. The accelerator exposure in Kenya opened doors. Investors from South Africa, Nigeria, and even Europe started calling. A Ghanaian diaspora tech blog featured them in a headline, "The ChopServe Revolution," local food meets global innovation. With the seed funding, they invested in better tech infrastructure, upgraded their app, and rolled out a hygiene verification program. Amma led the UI/UX redesign that made onboarding seamless for kitchen vendors, many of whom had never used tech platforms before. Kojo launched the ChopServe Riders Academy, a three-week training for delivery agents on etiquette, safety, and customer service. This turned random young men with bikes into proud ambassadors of the brand. They expanded to Kumasi and later Lagos. But with scale came fresh storms. In Lagos, the competition was brutal. There were five other food delivery apps, and customers were impatient. Several vendors backed out due to late payments. A popular influencer blasted them on Twitter over a wrong order, and the backlash trended for 2 days. Kojo felt the heat. The new investors weren't as patient. They wanted results. "Your burn rate is too high," one of them said during a Zoom call. "Cut cost or increase revenue, fast." Internally, there was drama too. A trusted team member leaked internal financials online. Amma cried in the bathroom for 2 hours the day that happened. It felt like everything was falling apart again. But they remembered their new commitment, clarity and communication. Kojo called an emergency team retreat. No laptops. No metrics. Just people talking. They shared stories of how one rider used his ChopServe earnings to pay his sister's school fees. Of how a vendor had grown from one kitchen pot to five, all because of the platform. Of how the company's weekly motivational emails had stopped one intern from giving up on life. They cried. They laughed. They reconnected. That retreat saved their culture. One rainy evening, after months of hustling and healing, Kojo and Omar sat on the balcony of their apartment, now in a better neighborhood, thanks to their growing income. "I used to think success was about headlines," Kojo said. Omar leaned on his shoulder. "And now? Now I think it's about peace. And impact." She smiled. "We've come far," he nodded. "But we are just getting started." They watched the city lights shimmer through the mist. It wasn't perfect, but it was beautiful. Months later, ChopServe was invited to present at a food tech summit in Berlin. Amma was 8 months pregnant by then, so Kojo went alone. Standing on that stage, he looked at the crowd and took a deep breath. "I'm not a chef. I'm not a tech guy either. I'm just someone who walked into a fufu joint one afternoon and walked out with a dream." The audience laughed. But that dream wasn't built alone. It was built with love. With late nights. With sacrifices and silent prayers. With breakdowns. With breakthroughs. He paused. "Startups aren't about perfection. They are about people. People who keep showing up even when it's hard. Especially when it's hard." He walked off stage to a standing ovation. Back home, Omma watched the live stream, tears streaming down her face. She texted him, "We got served, Kojo. And now, we are serving the world." ChopServe eventually launched in 6 African countries. It became a case study at 2 African business schools. Kojo and Omma launched a foundation to support local food vendors with digital tools and microloans. They also released a book titled, From Fufu to Fortune, The ChopServe Journey, a blend of personal stories and business lessons. But more than all the accolades, it was the little things that meant the most. Like the thank you notes from single mothers who now had steady income. Or the rider who knelt down crying when he got promoted to logistics coordinator. Or the shy intern who found her voice during a ChopServe workshop and went on to start her own catering business. The storm had come. But so did the sunrise. And through it all, Kojo and Omma learned the greatest entrepreneurial lesson of all. You can build a business and still protect your heart. You can chase success and still choose people. You can get served and rise again to serve others.